Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the 8th chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Mishnah Hey says, Shtei Nashim Shal Shnei Anashim Shalo Bikru V'yaldu Shnei Zacharim. So unlike the previous Mishnah, where we were discussing one man with two wives, we are now discussing two men, each one having a wife. So there's two women, two different husbands. So these two women have two boys. Neither one of them has had a baby before. Zen nosein chamesh slime lekohen, v'zen nosein chamesh slime lekohen. And each father gives 5 shekels to a kohen. Now, as in the previous scenario, these babies have gotten mixed up, so we don't know whose is whose. Meis echad mehen b'toch shloshim yom. If one of these two babies dies within 30 days, so before the money is obligated to be given to a kohen, im lekohen echad nasnu, if the two of them gave the money to a single kohen, yachzir lehen chamesh slayim, then he must refund 5 shekels, because he was only entitled to be paid for one baby, the other one turned out not to be viable. Im l'shnei kohanim nasnu, if they gave the money to 2 different kohanim, enan yicholen lahotzi miyadam, then they cannot recoup this loss, because each kohen could say that they were paid to redeem the living child. Zachar u'nekeva, so now let's say you have 2 men, 2 wives, there's a boy and a girl. They don't know whose is whose. So ha'avos paturin, the fathers are exempt. V'haben chayev liftos es atzmo. So there's certainly a bechor here, but we don't know whose child it is. So neither father has to pay a kohen, because he could be the father of the girl, but because the boy is definitely a bechor, when he grows up, he's obligated to redeem himself. Shtei nechevos v'zachar, o shnei zacharim u'shtei nechevos. If there are 2 girls and a boy, or 2 boys and 2 girls, ein kan l'kohen klum. Then the kohen gets nothing, because it's possible that there is no bechor at all. Let's look in the Bartonuro. So, meis echad, if one of them dies, min havlados. It's just clarifying one of the offspring. Yachzir lahem chamesh slayim, he must refund 5 shekels. V'yachloku shnei halavos, and the 2 fathers divide the money between them, because again, either one could have been the father of that child. V'hani mili, shekasav echad mehen harsho l'chavero, but this is when they have written an agreement between them to allow each one to collect for the other. Ava lo kasav echad mehen harsho l'chavato, ki azil chad minayhu l'gabi kohen, dachi le lomar benach hachai. But if they don't have an agreement allowing each one to collect for the other, then when one goes to collect from the kohen, he can refuse to give him, saying that your son is the one that's still alive. V'chi azol idich dachilei lomar banecha hachai. And when the other one comes, he could push him off too, saying your son is the live one. So they have to do this in partnership, otherwise he can refuse each one individually. Zachur nekeva ha'avos paturin. If one gives birth to a boy and the other gives birth to a girl, then the fathers are exempt. Tochochad v'chad amar le lekohen ha'nekeva shalihi. Because each one can say, I'm the father of the girl. V'haben chayev liftos es atzmo. But in such a case, the boy must grow up and redeem himself. D'mikol makam b'chorhu. Because no matter who his father is, in this case we know he's a b'chor because neither mother had given birth previously. Shtei nekevos v'zachar, if there's 2 girls and a boy. Yesh lomar ha'achas yalda nekeva v'acheres zachar nekeva v'hanekeva yotza tchila. Because you could say that one gave birth to a girl, and the other one gave birth to a boy and a girl, and the girl came out first. Hilkach ein kan l'kohen klum. Therefore the kohen gets nothing, because there's not necessarily a bechor here. V'kei shnei zacharim u'shtei nekevos. And the same is true if there's 2 boys and 2 girls, both girls could have been born first. Continuing now in Mishnah Vav. Achas bikra v'achas shalo bikra, shal shnei anashim. So same situation, we have 2 men, each one has a wife, one gave birth previously and one did not give birth previously. So that's what's new in this scenario. V'yalda shnei zacharim, and between them they give birth to 2 boys. Ze shalo bikra ishto, nosein chamesh shalayim l'kohen. So the children get mixed up and they don't know whose son is who. The one who never had a baby before has to give 5 shekels to a kohen, because even though he doesn't know which one is his son, he does know that whichever one his son is, it's a bechor. Zachur nekeva ein kan l'kohen klum. But if there's a boy and a girl, then he doesn't give the kohen anything, because again, the one who never had a baby could be the one who had the girl. Quick look in the Bartonuro. Nachas bikra v'achas shelo bikra, one had a baby previously and one didn't. Ein kan l'kohen klum, the kohen gets nothing if there's a boy and a girl. D'yesh lomar hamav keres yalda hanakeva, because you could say that the one who is having a baby for the first time now is having the girl. Continuing now in the Mishnah, Mesa ben betosh 30 yom. If the son dies within 30 days, and an important note in the Bartonero here, abachoros v'dayin da amakai. Now we're no longer talking about cases where babies get mixed up. Now we're talking about a baby that we know for sure to be a bechor. So keep that in mind. Mesa ben betosh 30 yom. If a known bechor dies within 30 days, afal pi shenasan lekohen yachzir. Even though the money was already given to a kohen, he must return it. La'achar shloshim yom, but after 30 days, afal pi shlo nasan yitain. Then even though he didn't give the money to a kohen before the baby died, he still has to give the money to a kohen, because once it hits 30 days, he's obligated. Meis b'yom shloshim, and what if the baby dies on the 30th day? Kiyom shalafanav. Then the chachamim say that's like the previous day, it's like within 30 days. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Im nasan lo yitol, v'im lo nasan lo yitain. Rabbi Kiva feels otherwise. He feels that that 30th day itself is a gray area. So on the 30th day, if he already gave the money, he can't get it back. But if he didn't give the money, then he does not give it. So basically, whatever happens on the 30th day is how it stays. If it's given, it stays. If it's not given, it doesn't get given. Mesa av betoch shloshim yom, if the father died within the 30 days, then there's an assumption that he did not redeem the son early, because people don't normally do it ahead of time. And he would have to give money to a kohen unless the family provides proof that he did redeem the baby earlier than the deadline. But after 30 days, after 30 days, we would have a presumption that he did redeem the baby. Unless the Kohen can bring proof that he didn't redeem the baby. So there already we have a presumption, and anyone who wants to argue the presumption has to provide proof. Hu liftos ubuno liftos? If he has to redeem himself because his father neglected to do it, and he has to redeem his son because he has a baby who's a bechor, hu kodem esbino? Then he should redeem himself before redeeming his son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beno Kodmo, redeeming his son takes precedence, Shemitzvaso Aviv, because the mitzvah to redeem him was on his father, Umitzvas Beno Alav, and the mitzvah to redeem his son is on him. So the real mitzvah is to redeem your son, redeeming yourself is already after the fact. Let's look in the Bartonero. If one pays the Kohen early and the baby dies within 30 days, the Kohen has to give back the money, Yachzir, the Nafal Hava, because the baby wasn't viable. And the father is not obligated to redeem the child until after 30 days. If the baby dies on the 30th day, that's like the day before. And even though he gave him the money, it must be returned. Because we learn from the similar use of the word chodesh when it comes to the bechor, and also what was done in the wilderness. Ksiv hacha, when it comes to a bechor, it says, Upiduyav mi ben chodesh tifdeh. So he should redeem his son from a month. Uksiv b'midbar, and it says in the midbar, it says, Pekod kol bechor zachar mi ben chodesh v'mala. So redeem every male from the age of a month and up. Demashma la'achar shloshim, and that means from after the 30th day, not including the 30th day itself. It's sort of like a clarification of that verse. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, im nasan lo yitol. Rabbi Kiva says if the money was given, he doesn't get it back on that 30th day. Misveikale la Rabbi Akiva, mid the itzrich lemichtav umala gabe erchen. So Rabbi Akiva is in doubt about this because of the necessity to write and above when it comes to the case in the wilderness. V'lo gamrinan mimidbar, we don't learn it from there. Havaluhu shnei ksuvim habayin ke'echad, because there are two psukim teaching the same law in different scenarios. V'ein malamdin, and in such a case, we don't learn from one to the other because they're different. Hilkach im nasan lo yitol, so therefore if he gave the money early, he would not get it back if the baby dies on the 30th day. V'im lo nasan lo yitain, but if he didn't give it, he doesn't give it. Demotzi mechavero olav haraya, because if a kohen wants to extract money, he has the burden of proof. V'halacha kechachamim, but in this case, the halacha follows the sages, and it is considered like the days leading up to the 30th day. If he has to redeem himself and the baby, hu kodem livno, he has to redeem himself first. Hakol modim kol hecha de lesle elachamesh slayim, hu kodem esbeno. Everyone agrees that if he only has 5 shekels, then he has to redeem himself before redeeming his son. De mitzvah didei adif, because the mitzvah on himself is more important. Ki pligi, where they disagree, diga chamesh slayim mimisha avde v'chamesh b'nei chorin. It's where he's got five shekels that are free, and he's got five shekels that are tied up in land, and then it's very long and complicated and somewhat off our topic, so we're not going to get into the details of that, but that happens to be the situation in which they disagree about this halacha. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.